Of course he's right. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Here's Steve.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting.
I won't kid you, it's probably the best Dutch rock band I've ever listened to. Golden Earring. I mean, if you want to drive fast in an automobile, there's a good song for you to choose. It always makes me go faster. I don't know why. It just does. By the way, if you're watching the markets and you're like, good Lord, what's happening? I think they closed at, what, 23,675 yesterday, somewhere in that neighborhood. The futures on the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P, all in green territory today. What does it mean? I don't know. As we told you yesterday, worst December since 1931 as far as losses and percentage losses. But having said that, you have to take that into account and put it into context, which simply means we had gone so far up. What was our high? 26.6? Is that right? Something like, yeah, okay. 26.6, just north of that. Now it's at 23.6-ish. So it sold off a fair amount. But a lot of green today, a lot of green in technology, a lot of green in services, basic materials still in the red, healthcare still in the red for the most part, but consumer goods looking fairly strong, financials looking better, industrial goods looking very strong on the futures as the Dow opens. The question is what happens with the volatility here at the end of the year? Could there be a Santa surge? Will the bulls come out for Christmas? No, not the bull. No, the bulls, you know, on side. Never mind. Tucker Carlson is getting a whole lot of grief right now, losing advertisers. They're bailing on him. Some are, because they say that he made unkind comments about immigrants, illegal immigrants coming into America. He made this comment on his program last Thursday. He said the influx of low-skilled workers, quote, makes our own country poor and dirtier and more divided. And he said nobody even tries to defend it. He said of workers that come here with no skills, instead our leaders demand that you shut up and accept it. There's a lot of truth to what he says. In fact, it doesn't take much research. If you want to talk about making the place dirtier, it doesn't take much research. In fact, the Arizona government, the state government of Arizona, has a website, azbordertrash.gov, azbordertrash.gov. If you want to be appalled at what's going on at our southern border, and I'm not talking about the influx of people or the battle back and forth or the building of a wall or the failure to build a wall, none of that. Take a look at what happens, and it stands to reason. You've got thousands of people that rush across the border in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California illegally each year. Because we have inadequate securities at the border in many places. They've traveled here with coyotes and human traffickers and others. And they have backpacks and water bottles and this and that and everything else. Well, that stuff gets strewn across the desert. An ecosystem, by the way, that's fairly fragile. So it gets strewn across the desert. And here's the estimate from the state of California. Excuse me, the state of Arizona. More than 2,000 tons of trash discarded annually in the borderlands of Arizona. The cactus and the arid plant life of the desert, very fragile, by the way, much of it, including endangered species, littered with trash. If it's 2,000 tons a year, that's 20,000 tons of trash over the past decade, and 40,000 tons of trash over the last two decades, and that's probably being fairly conservative. Native American tribes, deeply affected. Federal and state governments left with a bill. Private landowners, well, frankly, they're getting screwed. Because I own a piece of property, all right, here in Michigan. It's a 40-acre piece of property, and part of it has a small dirt road that runs along the side of it, right? And I've had to clean up couches and chairs, plastic cups, empty liquor bottles, beer cans. Because out in the country, people see this and they say, oh, look, a vacant piece of property. That must mean dump. And I'm there. And there are other houses around. And we're susceptible to this. So extend that mindset, if you will, to a giant vacant border where there are no houses and no law enforcement, nobody around. You drop your trash, so what? You ever been to Mexico? Have you ever been to Mexico and left the Americanized area, left the resort areas and gone out into Mexico? Because I have. The place is filthy. That's not a racist comment. It's not about brown people, as some would have you believe. It's about garbage. It's about copious amounts of garbage that are all over the country. It's a pigsty. It's an absolute pigsty. You know what? I'll do that. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. Tom's checking in from Iron Center, it says on the board. Tom, how are you?
Good.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, you talk about all the trash and the garbage that is being left. You know, the minute somebody tries to do something constructive, build a wall, put a pipeline, whatever it may be, the environmentalists seem to be going nuts.
Yeah, they block that. You know? Yeah, they block that part.
You know, we can do that. But they don't seem to worry about, okay, you say the desert is fragile environment or ecosystem.
It is.
Where are their concerns with that?
It's a great question, Tom. Thank you for calling in. The fact of the matter is, those on the left used to care about these things. They used to care about the environment and endangered species. But somehow, one leftist agenda is more important than the other. And it's sad. Again, go to azbordertrash.gov. azbordertrash.gov. You want to see the garbage in Arizona? That's just Arizona. It's breathtaking. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
So, you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.